Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week from the BSU Cross Country Team, Tina Larson. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You finished fourth last week at the Jamestown College Invite, a 5,000-meter run. You had a personal best time. It's got to be rewarding.
Yeah, I was just trying to finish out the season knowing that would be my last 5K.
You do go to a 6K for the NSIC Championships this week. Just aside from the fact that it's 1,000 meters longer, what's the difference?
The difference really is the mental issue, and then also being the course that it is this year, the hills are really going to provide a hardship for us.
All right. Last week, was second year in a row that your team had finished fourth at that meet. I'm assuming it was on the same course. Is it a course that you like?
Jamestown isn't always one of our favorite courses. The first mile is really flat, but then after that, it gets pretty hilly with a really big hill right at the end. Other than that, the wind kind of tore us apart this weekend, but it's not the worst course we've seen.
You had a very large in numbers team this year. Started the season with over 20. What kind of problems does that create in practice and even in a meet?
In a meet, actually, it kind of helps just having that teammate beside you to push you. I know the girls have really worked hard this season to push each other and be next to each other in meets. At practice, it's a little bit harder just because, I mean, you do have that separation from your first runner maybe to your last runner coming in. But, again, we try to push each other as hard as we can, and having a bigger team will really help for that.
In a 6,000-meter course that you guys are running now for the NSIC Championships, I would assume that there's a little more gap between you and the runner in front of you. NSIC Championships, though, it's the whole league is there, so I'm guessing out of the chute it's a little chaotic.
Out of the chute, yeah, it's going to be a little chaotic. We're going to have to look for that team that we need to beat and keep our focus on whichever teams that is that's been around us the whole season and really work on getting ahead of their girls.
Aside from running an extra 5 or 6 minutes or so, you mentioned the mental part. Physically, are you ready for it?
Physically, we've been training for the past 2 weeks. So we are really hoping to be ready for all the hills and that extra half mile or mile.
What is your personal goal then for this weekend?
My personal goal would be to also try to PR at the 6K. Being my last 6K ever, that would be really ideal for me. But also just to really help with the team. I mean, where I come in, I know is going to help the rest of the team and push the rest of the girls. So to do it as a team and try to get better.
Very, very young team. How have they progressed in your mind?
All of the girls have improved. I was excited to hear just after Jamestown that 3 or 4 of them have improved by 2 minutes since our last 5K.
That's impressive. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the BSU Cross Country team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.